KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and I want to thank you for joining us this morning. I'm excited to welcome our guests today, three women who are all involved in planning and holding one-day service projects for Fresno State students. With us this morning are Taylan Bennett, our Special Projects Coordinator in the Jan and Bud Richter Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning at Fresno State, Rosanna Ruiz, Education Program Manager with Sierra Foothill Conservancy, and our own Fresno State student, Hannah Poor. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
So first things first, Taylan, welcome back to the show. This is your second visit with us, I think. Please tell us a little about the Richter Center and what you do there.
The Jan and Bud Richter Center is the hub for community engagement and service learning on campus. We plan the blood drives. We host the Community Service Opportunities Fair. We work with Kids Day. We do the one-day service events and a host of other things, working with service learning faculty and students.
And I know one of the things that you are involved in, obviously, is the Richter Center Student Leaders Program and specifically the SERVE program. Can you talk a little about that?
Yes. So I'm the advisor to the SERVE team, and they plan the one-day service events. They start by picking their sites and then all the way through the actual site day, walking our students through registration and welcoming them to the site, and then they actually get to serve with the students at the sites.
So there are three of these one-day service projects every year. One of them coming up is Spring into Service, but I know you're also involved in blood drives and Kids Day that just took place a couple of weeks ago. With respect to SERVE, tell us a little bit more about that committee and their role.
Yes. So we kick off the school year with Make a Difference Day, which is in October, and the SERVE committee plans and implements that, as well as Serving Fresno Day at the end of November, and then our Spring into Service, which is coming up in April. And so this is a team of students who gets together with community partners, plans a service project. They work with donors in the community to get food sponsored for our students, as well as some goodie bags, and they lead our students through the service day. And so our students really get a good experience to work with other student leaders on campus, but then also get a chance to serve with our community partners.
And as I understand it, these one-day service projects have been happening for over 10 years. Certainly the service efforts for the university has gone on beyond that. But can you give us a little history on those programs? How many are there? How many have gone on and how many students are involved? Those kinds of things.
So we typically have anywhere from 100 to 120 students serve at each service day. And there's three per year, two in the fall and one in the spring. And originally we had a get in and get out approach. So students would go do the service and leave. We had different agencies every time working with different community partners. And so the students didn't really have a clear connection with the community partners. They weren't establishing relationships with them. And so we really decided to mix it up. And instead of just going in and doing a project, we now have partnerships.
So what does that mean to have a partnership? I know that you had talked about that before. It's partnerships, not projects. Explain that a little more.
So we still have our one-day service events, and they are short-term service events, but we have changed it so that we work with the same agencies every time over a long period of time. And so students are really connecting with the agency. They're establishing relationships. They understand the impact they're making in the community. And so it's making these one-day short-term service projects more meaningful for the students who are participating.
So going back to these same agencies, are you continuing the same projects a lot of times? What are the connections?
A lot of agencies need new projects done, painting, gardening, things like that. But with SFC, we do trail building. And so we actually get to build upon what we do every service day. And so it's really great. The students get to see what other students have done and then get to make headway on the paths.
So speaking of SFC or Sierra Foothill Conservancy, Rosanna, let's turn to you. A little sidebar, Rosanna and I have known each other for like 8 or 9 years, and I usually call her Ro, so I'm just going to go with that. So Ro, please tell our listeners about Sierra Foothill Conservancy.
Thanks, Chris. Sierra Foothill Conservancy is a local land trust, and we actually service the counties of Fresno, Madera, Mariposa, and parts of Merced. Our primary focus is conservation of our natural and cultural resources, and we really look to connect people to the land.
So what is your role there?
I've actually been with Sierra Foothill Conservancy for just over 9 years, and I've played many roles. Currently, I'm the Education Program Manager, but like many of my colleagues, I wear many different hats. I also teach, and I've taught the California Naturalist course, and I'm also a certified interpretive guide.
So tell me, how many of these sites does Sierra Photo Conservancy have? I mean, Fresno State Group has worked on at least two of those sites, but I know that you're not limited to McKinsey and Feingold, right?
That's correct. Actually, another preserve that is just a little bit further away is our Black Mountain Preserve, but the logistics of doing service events makes that a little more difficult. We actually have 8 preserves that we oversee in the several counties that we work.
About how many acres are we talking about?
We have over 6,000 acres of preserves.
Okay. All right. And I know that it's not like Sierra Photo Conservancy is going up and buying all this land. Some's donated, some is purchased. How does it work? I mean, how do you end up with all those preserves and the acreage that you have?
So the preserves actually, they are privately owned by our organization, but we have actually protected over 28,000 acres, and the majority of that is through working with private landowners. So the goal really is to conserve areas that are contiguous to each other, so we have these large swaths of open space.
And obviously, you've got local parks, state parks, national parks, you've got national monuments. Just in layman's term, what is a preserve? What does that mean? Is it protected land? Is it open to the public?
Yeah, that's a great question, Chris. It is protected land, but it's privately owned because we are a nonprofit agency. We do open it up to the public on particular days. We like to provide events so people can actually come out and connect to the lands and see the type of work that we're doing. Unfortunately, we only have a staff of 12, so it's very difficult for us to be able to just open up the lands all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this partnership with the Richter Center, I think, started in 2008. Can you talk a little about that partnership and the early years and what's gone on since then?
Sure. Yeah, back when we first started talking about it, the Richter Center approached us and they were interested in these one-day service events, and they really wanted the students to have some sort of involvement with stewardship, but they also wanted them to learn and experience the natural resources that were really right in their own backyards. Initially, they anticipated 30 to 40 students at each of these events, and that was a little daunting at first because we'd never worked with groups that size in a stewardship project. But we decided that the trail work would be a really good fit. And back then, we actually courted the High Sierra Volunteer Trail Crew to kind of join us in this partnership because that is their forte. I mean, they're all about the trails. They have the experience. They have the crew leaders. And between our preserve maintenance crew and their crew leaders, we were really able to provide a great experience for these students. In the beginning, yeah, we sure had our learning curve. But I think really right from the start, we were able to provide a really meaningful experience. But I have to say the one mark that we really never missed was the barbecue at the end of the workday.
Good hamburgers up there after working for 4 or 5 hours building trails. I can attest to that. So what does Sierra Photo Conservancy get out of a partnership like this? How does it help you address your mission?
It actually serves a lot of purposes. Really, the tangible outcome is this amazing trail that's built by the students. But really, it gives us the ability to invite people onto the preserves to experience the land, stay on the trails so they're not, you know, just tromping all over the place. It also gives the students this ability to connect with the land while they're there. So really, we're planting seeds of why do we want to conserve these areas? Why is this habitat so important? And this is one of the ways we do it is by connecting people to the land.
And I know in my experience and being up there for some of these trail builds and walking some of the areas with you, it's pretty amazing the history in some of these lands. I mean, the fact that there were small settlements, Native American settlements that were on some of these preserves, that there was gold mining and other kinds of mining that went on some of the preserves. So lots of history there.
Yes, definitely. And that's what's really great about our preserve crew being part of the leadership with the students, because while they're out there working, they're able to actually talk about the history of the land that they're working on. So it's actually really, it's a win-win for us.
Right. And this idea of partnerships, not projects, that we talked about a little earlier, have you developed other connections with the university through this partnership with the Richter Center and these one-day service projects?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, we see the students, we think, this one time, but it's amazing how many students not only come back, but Some of them actually come into our other programs. Like we have some that come back and want to learn to be docents and lead some of the adult hikes. Some of them come into the youth program so they can be leaders for the activities and hikes that the field trips do when they come out there. One really cool story is we had one student that I didn't get to meet her the first time she came out. So she was introduced to our organization by a field day. And about a year later, she came back needing 50 hours for a class. And so she did a small internship with us. And then her senior year, she came back for a full internship and ended up getting hired on after that. So she was with us for quite a while. And what was really awesome is she brought other students that she knew into some of our programs.
That's great. Yeah, so it isn't just the trail that is created that you benefit from. It's these relationships. It's the knowledge that students take away and hopefully the passion for stewardship of public lands and private lands like this.
That's right. Yeah.
So, Taylan, you work with other organizations besides Sierra Foothill Conservancy, correct?
Yes, we have a variety of different partners. In the past, we've worked with Ronald McDonald House, Rotary Storyland Playland, Fresno Parks, and we've even partnered with on-campus groups such as ASI working in the El Dorado neighborhood and working on some gleaning projects. This spring, we're really excited. We'll be partnering with Off the Front, Restore, Discovery Center, and of course, SFC.
So let's talk about some of those a little bit real quick. So Off the Front.
Yes. So this is a new partner that we're really excited to be working with for our one-day service events. And they provide bikes to fourth graders who are from low-income neighborhoods. And it's really to get them to set a goal and achieve it. And so they have all year through their fourth grade year to set goals with academics, character, behavior. And if they achieve all of those goals, they get a bike. And so it really promotes a healthy, active lifestyle, riding their bike or walking to school, but then also teaches them about setting goals and reaching them.
And what will the students be doing Off the Front?
The students will get to work with the Off the Front community partners building bikes for the fourth graders who have achieved their goals.
So big bike build. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. And then Discovery Center?
Yes. At Discovery Center, we just partnered with them this year. So we'll be doing painting and gardening and just some work on their exterior.
And Discovery Center, I know my history with them. I remember as a little kid going to Discovery Center and getting to see a moon rock.
Yes.
And getting to see the capsule that they had there. I think it's one of the old Mercury or Apollo capsules. Real hidden gem that most people don't know about. So what a great opportunity to get students out there to see a site like that and to learn about an agency that most people don't know about.
Yes, a lot of our students have been excited about this site, and the ones who went in the fall are eager to go back in spring and have taken their clubs and organizations there and have volunteered on their own time.
And Habitat for Humanity Restore, right?
Yes, Restore is part of Habitat for Humanity, and so they sell used items, and the money that they make there goes to building houses. And so our students work in their warehouse, they organize, they last time went through metal so that they could sell the metal and get money for it to build these houses. And so our students had a really great experience there as well.
Great, great. I know, Hannah, I think you were there last time. We'll talk about that maybe in just a little bit. But Taylan, obviously, agency needs change. Like you said, there's some ebb and flow about who the partners are on a given one-day service project. But it sounds like Sierra Foothill Conservancy has been very steady over 8 years. What is it about this organization that makes them such a wonderful partner for these events?
I think there's several things that make them a steadfast partner. The first is the people who are working at SFC, like Rosanna. Rosanna and the other SFC partners understand their role as co-educators for our students. They don't just have them show up and do the work. They take time to explain their mission, their vision, the importance of the work that they're going to be doing, the impact it's going to make on our community, and then most of all, they thank them for their time. So the students really leave feeling appreciated and know that their service mattered. Another key to our successful partnership with SFC is we have great communication. We've built relationships, and they work wonderfully with our students who are planning the event, as well as with Chris and I. And so it just really makes the communication flow, and so that our students are ready when they get up there. We're on the same page before the event. They ensure that our students are safe out there. They volunteer alongside our students, providing guidance, which is really a unique opportunity. And so because of this steadfast partnership and the great work that they're doing, we'll be honoring them at our end of the year service reception as our community partner of the year.
Yeah. Did you know that, Ro?
Wow.
Taylan said, should I tell them? Brand new news. So in May of this year, there will be a service recognition reception.
Yes.
And there'll be a recognition specifically of Sierra Foothill Conservancy. So
yes, there will be.
Congratulations.
Wow. Thank you, guys. That's really awesome.
Hannah, you've been over there nice and patient. Let's get you in here. So like Taylan, this is your second time on the show. Welcome back. Tell us a little about your involvement with the SERV committee and what you and your fellow students do.
Basically, SERV is a group of student volunteers that works to create one-day service opportunities for other Fresno State students. This year, we have 10 members, and as a committee, we help to plan, coordinate, and put on 3 large-scale service events a year. We do everything from communicating with community partners like Row at Sierra Foothill about the specific service work that our volunteers will be doing throughout the day, to finding generous local businesses who donate lunch for our volunteers to eat that day. We work on marketing efforts to recruit student volunteers and making sure that there's a plan for every part of the day, from icebreaker welcome activities in the morning to reflection at the end of the day about the impact of their service.
Right. So doing really as special event coordinators and largely planning these events. You mentioned sponsors. You want to give a shout out to any of the sponsors? I know, I think Palazzo is very generous with you guys, and there are a few restaurants.
Yeah, definitely. We want to recognize Palazzo for their generous donations of goodie bags for our volunteers and water bottles. Deli Delicious, which has generously provided lunch that our volunteers have been enjoying over the course of this year. Me and Ed's has donated to us in the past, as well as Tacos Marquitos and other generous donors as well.
Great. And you know, there isn't a lot of funding for these programs. So donors like that, in addition to the volunteers, really make these things possible.
Yeah, they really do make it possible. It's nice that we get to provide lunch for our volunteers for their service. A lot of it is hard work. Like up at SFC, we're building trails. It's really physical. And we're hungry by the end of it. So it's definitely nice to have that provided for our volunteers.
Yeah. And as we talked about before, the great burgers at the end of the day at the Sierra Foothill Conservancy that they provide. So thank you for that as well, Ro. So Hannah, this is your third year on SERV. Why do you keep coming back to this?
I started SERV my sophomore year at Fresno State because a past student who was on the committee just had a wonderful experience with it. And I've come back every year I've been here, not only for the personal leadership development opportunities that it's given me, but also because I think our one-day service events are a really effective way to spread service to more students on campus. Our projects are meaningful and they're fun. We work with great community partners. We usually have at least 100 student volunteers at every event. And for some of them, this is the first time that they've ever volunteered or done a service project. And it's really special to know that our events are giving them a positive service experience, whether it's their first event and hopefully will spark them to do more service opportunities, or if they've volunteered with us before or with other projects before. It's really great to know that this is a meaningful day of service for them.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. It's not just the behind the scenes planning. It's also that leadership role that you and your other SERV members take in this project. So it's great. So over 3 years, you've obviously worked on a lot of different projects and a lot of different sites. Tell us about some of those agencies that you've been at before.
Yeah, I've gotten to go to several different sites with really great projects. I've been to SFC a handful of times, and that's been pretty special because I remember going there as, I think, a second grader on a field trip and seeing the nature preserve, and then getting to go back in college and work on building those trails was pretty awesome. And we've built miles, I think, since I started at Fresno State. So every time, I think I've gone there at least once every year, and every time we go back, it's a farther walk to go build more trail. And I get to see more of the land, and that's been pretty awesome. Besides SFC, I've been to Ronald McDonald House for a service project that we did there, actually a couple of times, and we have built a garden there for the families to enjoy while their children are staying at Valley Children's. Last semester, I got to go to Habitat for Humanity Restore, and I really liked that project a lot. Greg, our community partner there, our contact there, he welcomed us into their site, told us all about Habitat for Humanity's mission. We got to work on cleaning up their warehouse throughout the day, and that was a lot of fun, actually. The warehouse, it's just a huge open lot, and it has a lot of random stuff from homes that people have donated. So we got to clean it out, organize it, find what's able to be sold, and what's recyclable. And that was a really fun project. That project also, we got to see the impact of our work at the end of the day because we could see like the corner of the warehouse that we cleaned out and got organized for sale. So that was pretty cool. Like SFC, where we can see the trail, we could really see the impact of our work there.
And where will you be for the Spring into Service event?
Oh, I'll be off the front. And I'm really excited about that. That project is awesome. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And we get to build bikes, which is something that I've definitely never done before. So that'll be a new experience.
Yeah, my understanding is they will work with you step by step of the way. So, and I think if I'm not mistaken, we're not talking about building 4 or 5 bikes. We're talking about building 50 or 100 or more. So that'll be really great for you. So I think you're currently planning recruiting for Spring into Service. And can you tell us a little about that event in terms of how students would get involved?
Yeah, definitely. So our Spring into Service event will be held on April 29th. It's a Saturday from 8 a.m. to about 1 p.m. So it's a Saturday morning. And we have spots to welcome 40 students to volunteer at SFC, 30 at Off the Front, working with me building bikes for the fourth graders, 20 students at Discovery Center, and then 20 students at Habitat for Humanity Restore.
And you're out doing the recruitment. What are you telling students about these events? You're talking about a Saturday morning. College students. I know how selfish I am with my Saturday mornings. How do you convince them to come out and be involved?
I think I say to students, and I really mean this, that it's a meaningful way to spend your Saturday. You're helping fill a need in the community and make your community better. And I think that that's a great way to spend your time. You're going to get to be around other Fresno State students and have fun and learn new skills through the service projects. So I definitely think it's a really good use of your time, even though it is early on a Saturday morning. I would encourage any Fresno State student to come.
And how can a student sign up?
Students can sign up online on the Richter Center's website. You can also find us on social media, and there'll be a link to sign up there as well.
And that's fresnostate.edu/CESL, right?
Yes.
So, Ro, I want to come back to you real quick. What's it like working with these Fresno State students? I mean, you know, you and I both have a little gray hair in our heads. How do you feel about working with the students?
Okay, first of all, this is radio. Nobody knew that.
Sorry, you have much, much less gray hair than I do. So.
Well, thank you, Chris. Actually, working with the students has been an amazing adventure. The enthusiasm they bring to the site is really what drives us. We want it to be a totally awesome day for them. And when they come out there, we know they've gave up their Saturday, and we appreciate the work that they do. And I hope that it's really reflected in how we work with them.
Well, I think it is. And I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, that they keep coming back to you, but also that you're getting that award because the energy is there, I believe. So thank you for that. Talen, you have a master's degree in higher education. And for somebody as young as you are, I know your experience is pretty broad in working in different programs and working with students. What makes being part of a program like SERVE so beneficial for students, in your opinion?
SERVE allows students the opportunity to gain leadership skills like many other organizations. However, SERVE is a unique opportunity in that student leaders have the chance to plan one-day service events, work with community partners, invite their peers, faculty, and staff to participate, and then they have the chance to serve alongside them. And so it really comes full circle and allows them the opportunity to see that the work that they've completed and lead a group of students on a service.
And SERVE as part of the larger Richter Center Student Leaders Program, right? Melissa Jessenheiser, the assistant director from the Richter Center, was our guest last week, and she and a couple of other RCSL students talked a lot more about those programs. And by the way, for our listeners, that show is on the website at kfsr.org, so you can listen to the podcast. But I'm wondering, Talen, if you can quickly mention some of those other RCSL programs out there.
Yes, we have four student leader programs, the ambassadors, like Melissa talked about, service learning coaches, and then our reflection facilitators and SERVE committee that plan and lead our one-day service events. So if students are interested in applying, our applications are open for the fall and spring 2018 semester, and they can go to fresnostatercsl.com/recruitment and download the application there.
And one more time with that website, please.
fresnostatercsl.com/recruitment.
Okay. And the reflection facilitators also work very closely with SERVE. Can you talk just a little bit more about what their involvement is in with these one-day service projects?
Yes. Yeah, so our reflection facilitators plan out the agenda for the day of service with our SERVE members, and they create a welcoming environment for our students coming. And they also provide reflection at the end of the day so that students aren't just leaving not understanding what they're doing, the impact that they're making. And so they really reflect on their experience, the day of service, and the next steps for volunteering again.
Yeah, I can imagine that it wouldn't be uncommon for a student to sign up for these things and show up and have fun serving, but not really think more deeply about what their service work means, how it affects the larger community, and why it's so important, and what meaning they took away from that service experience.
Yes, exactly. And it's really a great dynamic having their peers talk about that with them and share with them and actually lead them through that process of reflection and understanding the meaning that they made.
Thank you all for being here today. You know, I've had the opportunity to be part of a few of these one-day service projects, including more than a few at Sierra Foothill Conservancy, and no doubt there are a lot of work, you know, for the next several days. My hands and shoulders from swinging a pickaxe or digging trails certainly remind me of that day. But it really is, they're always great days, and it's really wonderful to work around the students and work around great community leaders like Roe and others. So I want to commend you, Hannah, and your fellow SERF students for what you do to help lead these, and Taylan for your leadership and working with those students, and Ro for being such a fantastic community partner. Thank you all very, very much. And I hope that any of the listeners that are out there that want to get involved in these kinds of projects will certainly look for those opportunities to do that. And that is about the end of our time together today. So thanks again to my guests, Taylan Bennett, Rosanna Ruiz, and Hannah Poor. And thank you to our listeners for joining us this morning. Please join us again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program on KFSR. Also, please don't forget to like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.